This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This has become farcical, Bob. So I go to Chick-fil-A on the South Hills website and try to do a catering order, but of course it's too late to do one for today because nobody's answering the phones in their store. So now I've done three separate...
But let's be clear. It says, to talk to someone, press this number.
You heard it, right?
Yes.
And then
they hang up on you.
Then they hang up on
That's
me.
That's not good.
Limits... If I don't have food for the volleyball team, I'm going to be ostracized.
And they're going to lose. And then your poor daughter is going to be made fun of by everyone on the volleyball team. And
exactly.
They're going to point fingers at her and say, you are the reason that we did not play
right.
Well.
We did not have our pregame dinner. We need it.
This is bad. So what I've done is I've gone on to their website and ordered three different takeout orders of 10 sandwiches. Does that make sense?
Yes. There was a texter that actually recommended that.
So they're not going to get suspicious when somebody... emails in for 30 chicken sandwiches?
I guess not.
They're just going to cook them?
So wait a minute. You're going to have three separate orders?
Of 10 each.
Did you tell them what time you're going to get there?
No, but now that's the next question.
You don't want cold chicken.
I know. That's why if you make the catering order, they put it in a big hot box thing.
That's what I mean. That's what you need to get.
I can't. I don't have time by the time I get there. And I can't call anybody because they don't answer their phone. Josh, you always wait, and he says he lives near there, and if he has to go all over there and straighten things out, he will.
That's nice.
By the way, Josh had a great column today on The Athletic, really good about the situation with Sid.
His bottom line there? I didn't see it yet.
I think to sum it all up, he said, the only villain here is time. That's what it's been. It's a decision you have to make, both sides at some point. Time, you know, and it's time, potentially, these guys age out. Changes happen.
How does he think it's going to turn out?
I think that's up in the air. And I don't, you know, he's doing the same thing we're doing. We're speculating based on what Pat Brisson said.
Right.
But Josh is a great writer.
He is. And I mean, the fact of the matter is that everything changed with that grenade that Pat Brisson launched the other day. The entire conversation has changed. But Bob, we already talked about that. You wanted to weigh in on Jalen Carter spitting and Lamar Jackson pushing. I have very strong opinions, particularly on the latter. Let me read this first, please. Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversary yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. This sounds like you at KDKA, Bob. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. All right, let's start with, I think, the easier one, which is Jalen Carter. They counted the game, the opener, as his suspension for a game, even though he was dressed and ready to play. Did he play a single play?
He played just at the very, he was in there to spit on Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I don't think he played one play.
But he spit. And so that, they can't possibly, but they did. And I think a lot of it has to do, and Pony brought this up the other night on a sports call, and I think it's probably true. They have a big game this week against Kansas City.
Absolutely.
And so they're looking at all hands on deck. He has to play in that game because it's the Eagles and the Chiefs.
He might be their best. Yeah.
So, but that's ridiculous. Time served based on a game you already suited up and were in the lineup for? How is that a suspension?
I'm okay with it. He didn't play.
He was on the field.
But they kicked him out of the game, so that serves as his suspension.
No. No, no, no. Not at all. Not in my world of sports justice.
Limits?
I'm actually okay with it just because of the fact that...
If they were playing the Carolina Panthers this week, would it have changed? And if the answer is yes, then the whole thing stinks.
I think there's a possibility of that, yeah. That knowing the opponent that they're playing Kansas City, that does have maybe, some factor on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, maybe I'm being selfish. I want to see him play. I want to see that
game.
And
so does the league.
Yeah, so do I. So,
but that's not the reason. That's not why you do this.
I know, Bob.
Spitting is, by the way, some low bar. Come
on. It's the worst.
You can't spit.
It is the worst. If you wanted to argue that he should have more than one game, I would actually hear that, but I'm okay with this. Maybe I'm just a horrible person, but I want to see him play against the Chiefs.
Well, I'm not a horrible person. I'm just one who believes in justice when it's due, and this, to me, was not justice for what happened.
All right. Topic number two, Lamar Jackson getting pushed in the face by an idiot in Buffalo and pushing him back. He's not going to face any punishment. The fan is barred from not only Bills home games, but every stadium in the league. I'll say very quickly what my opinion is. I can say it in 10 seconds. You go onto the arena of play and aggressively touch a combatant, well, you have whatever is coming yep. back to you. And if Lamar had wound up and broke that guy's jaw, I'd defend him just as much.
I totally agree. And this is the problem with fans who think they can do whatever they want in these situations. You will pay a price. And again, this is totally opposite of what we just talked about. Leniency versus this is how you handle a situation, especially with fans. If you allow that, you're just encouraging more of it. I think this is a problem in society too. If you allow things, you see more of it. The only way to stop it is to say, look, we're making an example out of you. You can't touch a player. And he did more than touch a player. He deserved the reaction that Lamar Jackson gave him. So,
yeah, it's not about, you know, touching like on the shoulder pad. He pushed him in the face.
Right.
And if you do that aggressively, yet I read from The Athletic, and normally I like Steve Buckley's stuff, he says it shouldn't take a review of everybody's cell phone or their movie-making talents to arrive at an obvious conclusion here. NFL players can't be making physical contact with fans. That's the story for you, Steve? I think the story is fans can't be making contact with NFL players. I think you got that twisted around here. The story of that incident is the idiot who decided it was okay for him to reach over the railing and aggressively push an NFL player in the face.
And right.
He did not
initiate anything. All he was doing was celebrating a touchdown.
Right.
He didn't deserve to have anyone touch him from the fans.
Essentially, the fan was on the field. That body part was on the field, the hand that pushed Jackson. So how, to me, is that different? And we glorify this, and for good reason. When the Cleveland fan ran on the field and James Harrison body slammed him. If you choose to run onto a field or reach over onto a field or rink or court or anywhere else, you get what's coming to you.
Absolutely. And James Harrison did what he should have done.
Yes.
Any of these security people, when you see the chase that's going on with some of these people who jump over the railing to get on the field, they deserve everything they get. You've put yourself in a situation where you know darn well that that's not permissible. And so you're going to get hit. You may end up being injured. And that's the way it goes. So no sympathy me for that person at all.
Me neither. That is limits. Do you agree with that?
I do. This is not somebody that's trying to, you know, catch a foul ball or a baseball game and collides with a player or anything like that.
Although those idiot Yankee fans yeah. who grabbed his arm and ripped the ball.
I don't remember who now, but
yeah, I wish someone had shoved them right then.
Yeah, they're banned. They're not allowed back at Yankee Stadium. Yeah, you just cannot, as a fan, interfere with the players. I mean, come on now. That should just be an unwritten rule.
It's not about interfering with them in this case. It's about aggressively making physical contact with one of them.
Right, because players go into the stands all the time and at Lambeau for the Lambeau Leap, you know, to celebrate with the fans. But when you're just, you know, trying to inflict harm on a player, yeah, way too far.
All right. We all agree on something for once, Bob. That's very hard.
Well, you don't agree with me on Jalen Carter.
Oh, yeah,
somewhat,
we don't. Yeah.
But
no,
that's okay.
Not at all. Yes, it is. As Ron used to say, we can agree to disagree.
Yes.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can join Mulsey, Chris Muller, at the Verizon store in Monroeville today from 4 to 6. Verizon registering customers for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the game versus Seattle, along with a basket of black and gold merchandise. Verizon is the official 5G provider of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fan Hotline brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Cam Hayward's been released, Bob. The incentives package, I'm sure you saw it. He gets $1.6 million if he has 8 sacks and the Steelers make the playoffs. He gets another $1.6 if he has 11.5 sacks and the Steelers win a playoff game. Not just make it, but 11.5 sacks and the Steelers win a playoff game. I don't think both of those things are happening. Does he even save face here? The Steelers basically crushed him in this negotiation.
Yeah, they won the stare down. I don't think there's any question about that. But I think that first incentive is possible. But
sure.
For $1.6 million, on the total package of what we're talking about here, it seems like not enough to fight for, you know. And maybe he thought it was going to change. Maybe he thought it would go in the other direction. As far as what it does nothing for me in terms of how I view him. I view him the same way as I always have, which is a really tremendous player who's right there, borderline Hall of Famer, and has been an outstanding Pittsburgh person in this community. So I'm not going to change, but based on this, contract negotiations and contract squabbles happen all the time. Most of the time when they're over and done with, you just forget about it and move on. So
this one felt different to me. I realize they do happen all the time, but coming on the heels of last year's situation and just the way the whole thing was handled, it felt different. I think it will be quickly forgotten if he plays well and they win. Having said that, I can't speak for fans. Is it done for you people out there at 412-928-9370, 928-9370? Do you think anybody still holds this against Hayward? And do you think if the defense is introduced at this game, it'll be 100% warm reaction, or will there be a sprinkling of boos?
There's always going to be that. But, I mean, he could have, if he really wanted to, if he was, you know, really convicted to do this, that his convictions are, I'm going to get, because it's maybe my final year. I get all that, but he didn't go that far. He went as far as he could. They shut him down, and he was okay with that. And he got, you know, some incentive that's somewhat possible. And I think with him, it could be possible. So, again, I don't think it's anything. If he wanted to take it even further, he probably could have. And the leverage that he had was the run defense hasn't been good. And I'm a key part of it. Derek Moore, what's his name? Now I'm forgetting the first round. Harmon's not there.
Yeah.
And so if I'm not there, it's really going to. But they won the game. It's over and done with. So that's how I view it. I view it as an attempt to try to get more, like a lot of guys do. It didn't work. He was okay with it. He could have made it worse.
Yeah, and he settled for Bob, he basically settled for the sweetener was $1.6
million. Right.
So,
and I thought if there was going to be a sweetener as this thing progressed, it would be more like $5 million, something of that nature.
Bob, when you watch games in Baltimore switching very abruptly and perhaps jarringly for people, man, I can't help but think that in that city, the Pittsburgh Pirates have had their two greatest moments since 1960, 71 and 79. Yeah. And we're lucky to still have these two guys around, the two guys who recorded the final out in each game, Steve Blass and Kent Tekulve. Baltimore is a place of greatness, of championships for the Pirates. You know,
yeah.
And whenever I look at those Orioles uniforms, I'm thinking about it now. We're watching the game live right now. What do you remember about 71?
What I remember, the Orioles pitching staff with Jim Palmer and
Mike Cuellar
was outstanding. Who was the lefty?
Dave McNally. And then
all
the one
guys.
In 79 was pretty good. McGregor, Flanagan,
Scott
Palmer.
McGregor, yeah, all of them. So I remember great pitching, and I remember the Pirates having their way, and I wish we would have more of this. And it's been how many years? From 79 on, we haven't even seen a playoff series win.
Not even a series win. 36 of 45 losing seasons. 36 seasons in 45, and they clinched another one last night. I don't know. Is it enraging or just sad at this point?
Both.
What's the lineup today? Here's Joey Bart batting six with two home runs.
Well, where are you going to bat him if you play him?
I'm not. I'm going to get rid of him. I'm going to get rid of half the team. Is Bob Devaney playing today?
Cam Devaney.
Yeah.
I don't think he is playing today, although I haven't seen the third base situation. We're just glancing up at this game, which is 1-1 in the second inning.
Thank you, Bob, for the score update. I'll tell you what, though. My first memory, sports memory, as a child, you know, my dad hasn't been feeling well, was in his den. He was a professor of European history at Damon College in Buffalo, then Rosary Hill. Watching the 71 series, my first sports memory, Bob. I think I told you this a couple of weeks ago. And the image that's carved into my brain is Nelson Bryles throwing the ball and falling stomach first off the mound.
Rainmaker, they call him. Yeah, but I remember that's a vulnerable position to be in. If a ground ball comes at you, you're on the ground like
that. Top of your head?
Yeah, I don't know how he avoided that.
I'll never forget that.
I remember Boog Powell. I also remember, was that the first night World Series game?
I think it was.
Yeah. I also remember Bruce Kieson and how he was a headhunter. He wasn't afraid to go after you. You know, he looked like such a, you know, slim figure on the mound. But he had moxie, man. Bruce Kieson would not allow you to dig in.
So did
him.
Jim Rooker in the 79 series when he came out of nowhere and won that game. It was a game five, I believe.
Yeah, and they needed it badly.
Texters or tweeters going after Limits. Limits rips J.J. McCarthy because he's jealous that he has something Drew Aller never will. Limits.
A national championship trophy. That's funny, tweeter.
Ooh.
That hit Not home, surprised right? that a tweeter made it, but.
Well, what do you think of that? You want to go back at Nate?
No. I don't even see the tweet. That Nate was not even.
He included me and Pomp on.
He wasn't classy enough to include me in it. If you're going to call me out, then come at me and tweet at me. Let me see it. Don't hide.
Ooh. How about that, Bob?
Hey, we're just exchanging opinions here. It doesn't have to go down that road.
Yeah. All right. Can I ask you another question, Steeler-wise, Bob, I may?
You may.
So defensively, we had Chris Hocken here today, and he's been hard on Peyton Wilson this week. He was pretty hard on Keanu Benton today. Mm-hmm. He basically said that the job is to tie up blockers, and he tries to make plays too much. Yet, Hokie does think they're going to bounce back big defensively. I'm not convinced of that. Like, where's the evidence that they're going to think they're going to be historically great? I'd prefer if they held somebody to 100 yards rushing one of these weeks.
Instead of 182,
or 199.
And again, I think Seattle, if you're game planning for the Pittsburgh Steelers and you saw what you saw last week, you're going to come after them in the run game. They're built that way anyway, you know. So they're in a situation where they have to utilize what they do best, which is, and they have a good offensive line to open. Their trenches are going to me, this whole thing comes down to who's going to win that battle.
Yeah.
Offensively and defensively. They have some studs on defense, and I think San Francisco found that out last week. They could not generate a sustain until late in the game. Brock Purdy won the game late, and now we hear he's injured and going to be out 2 to 5 weeks. But they had a hard time against San Francisco, which has some, you know, still some talented playmakers. So that's going to be the key to this game. Who establishes that first? Who wins that battle in the trenches? And I think if whoever does, likely will win the game.
I see where Greg Cosell talked about Jalen Hurts today, and people who don't have Jalen Hurts in their top 5-6 quarterbacks in the NFL right now are out of their minds, I think, Bob. He says, I think Jalen Hurts has an unbelievable understanding of what he is and how to play within that offense. He's one of the smartest quarterbacks in the league, and he is a pure team player. And I will add that he stood toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes twice in Super Bowls on the biggest stage in the NFL, and in my opinion, outplayed him both games. And last year won Super Bowl MVP. I think this guy is the most underrated, under-heralded player in the whole sport, in my opinion. You?
I don't know if I'd say underrated.
People, every time there's a rating out, he's not in anybody's top 5 or 6.
That doesn't mean he's underrated for those people who make those polls. Maybe, not for me. I see Again, I'm more of a results business person. I want to see results. And if you're the quarterback of a team that has results, then you elevate yourself into a pretty elite status. So I have a lot of respect for a quarterback like that because he knows exactly who he is. I agree with that assessment. He knows that, you know, they're not going to throw the ball for 400 yards every week. He has a run game. He knows how to rely on it. He also knows when to leave the pocket. He makes smart decisions. He doesn't throw the ball away in careless situations. So those are all signs of a very good quarterback.
How closely did you watch week one, Bob? Barry?
No, just because you mean that specific game?
No, the whole league.
Well, we have all sorts of monitors going, including the red zone. So, I mean, I saw what I saw, right?
Yeah. Limits, did you watch it closely?
Not closely, but I caught the highlights and some key moments.
Put your money where your mouth is. I'm going to give you both a quiz on week one.
But we watched the whole Cleveland-Cincinnati game, which was a disaster.
Who's the highest-rated quarterback in the league after week one in terms of passer rating?
Lamar Jackson.
Right. Who's second?
Aaron Rodgers.
Right. You guys are two for two, Bob. Who got sacked the most in week one, Limits? Wrong.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, it wouldn't be him.
He had the worst left tackle, but no.
Most sacks. I'm going to say.
Wrong.
Might be Caleb Williams.
It might be.
No, it won't be. I'm going to guess.
Yeah, that's my guess.
No, I don't have a guess because I haven't.
Cam Ward six times.
Yeesh. Thanks, Dan Moore.
That's your Denver team.
Nice job, Dan Moore.
Denver. Look out, Broncos. Let's ride.
Dan Moore allowed 7 pressures in week one.
I'm sure they're loving him, huh? All the people that wanted to keep Dan Moore.
He's going to allow 82 million pressures this season, Bob. $1 for every pressure. Who had the highest completion percentage in week one? Limits?
Jaden Daniels.
Wrong. Bob?
Well, I'm trying to think of all the games now. You put us on a spot like this, Joe. It's tough to remember all the games.
It's just
hold
fun.
On a second.
I can't. It's live radio.
I'm going to say it was Daniel Jones.
Good guess. He was third. Jalen Hurts, 19 of 23. He completed 82
points. Wait a minute. What was Brock Purdy?
Now you're asking me that, Bob?
Yes. You've asked me questions. Now I need to know an answer. What was Brock Purdy? Do you know?
Not that. He had a good game. He was 26 of 35, so 74%.
Okay.
But he didn't lead the league.
No, but I'm just saying 74%, you'll take that every day.
Yes, I will. Who led the whole league in receiving yards in week one? Let's do this every week, Lim. It's a quick week look back on the week in football, okay?
Yeah, this is fun.
It is, except we didn't know it was coming. We'd been hit with a high fastball, you know, and now all of a sudden.
Who led the league in receiving yards, Bob?
Receiving yards.
Wrong.
Ben Skowronek.
I got an email from some guy who said, I love your show, but you shouldn't say wrong before people answer your questions.
Wrong.
Zay Flowers with 143.
Okay.
Did anybody in the league have...
We didn't talk about that game, by the way.
Just what game?
The game with Buffalo and Baltimore. At least you may have done it yesterday, but...
We did exhaustively, okay. Bob. Your opinion on it?
Well, I would ask this question. How damaging is it for Baltimore?
I would ask that question too. There's some numbers
number one seed loss, potentially.
Yes. Well, although...
Because it comes to tiebreakers playing a big role.
Listen to this. I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is related to the Steelers. You ready, Limits? Are you sitting down?
Please.
Wrong.
I'm standing, Bob. I'm going to stand for this. I'm standing.
The Ravens are one of 7 teams to lead at least 20 games. Okay? Lead 20 games by 9 to 16 points. In the fourth quarter. So by more than one score, okay? In the fourth quarter over the past 4 seasons. You ready? You got that?
Yeah.
Bunches of games they've led. Those teams are 159-13. But the Ravens have accounted for 6 of the 13 defeats.
Yeah. It's a lot.
And that's all on
that's coaching.
John Harbaugh's
resume. You've got to be able to bring it home when you're leading. And you have a quarterback like that?
But
what are you doing?
But what I would say, now it goes deeper than that. Derrick Henry is not known as a guy who's going to put the ball on the ground. He was ripping them up. Everyone knew he was going to carry the ball late in that game to try to put it away, right? You pass for the lead, you run to put it away.
Sure.
He fumbled. And that wasn't even a fumble that, like, you would say, I could see if they're trying to pry the ball away and you're in a scrum. He got... It barely
but
touched.
Bob, that's a damning. I know, but that's a damning.
What are you
stat
supposed to do?
I mean,
it is a damning. I'm not disagreeing that. But what about the onus of the player who makes that kind of, when you know sure. that's not, you know, as a player, you cannot.
They
turn
got
the ball
riddled
over.
For 251 yards passing in the fourth quarter.
Absolutely, they did, but none of it would have happened if that.
And the Bills don't even have a number one receiver.
Well, I like Keon Coleman. I think he's developing into
one. He's okay. He's all right. I don't know, Bob. Anyway, there have been five teams that have lost 10 or more point leads in the fourth quarter.
And he's probably...
No, I'm sorry. The Ravens have lost five of those leads since 2019, 10 or more.
Double digit.
Who's the only other team in the league with as many losses as them?
Dallas.
In that situation, leading by 10 in the fourth quarter.
Dallas, I would have just a guess.
Wrong.
Wrong.
The Bears.
Yes, because I told you that the other day.
No, I saw it on TV.
Oh, see me how it goes.
No,
I see how it goes.
Unbelievable, Bob.
That's a confident answer. Very
know,
quick
because
incoming.
He already knew from what I told him the other day. The fan hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, what am I going to do? I have Chick-fil-A.
This is
on
a very
line
interesting
now.
Thing here. Chick-fil-A called Joe back. Now they're on hold. You have another 5 minutes to fill with me here. So what's going to happen? When they come back on, are you going to...
All right, 30 chicken sandwiches and 30 fries for 3 o'clock. And 100 nuggets.
And 100 nuggets? 100 Where did nuggets. That come from? So is he feeding us, Bob?
No, that's a lot of nuggets. But you know what? If they win the volleyball game, it'll be all worth it.
It will.
And they can thank Chick-fil-A and Joe's persistence in calling Chick-fil-A.
I'm sure Chick-fil-A probably heard about this situation and called Joe, potentially. Chick-fil-A, they do a really good job.
They do. I tell
I
you,
eat there a lot.
If you ever want to organize, I'll give them credit for this, too. They're fast and efficient. You have 100 people in this line, but it moves. Some places you go to and there's nothing. There's no movement at all.
Yeah, and it's so, very quick. I have the rewards app on my phone, too. I'm like one of those platinum or gold members of the rewards.
And what do you get for that?
You can get a free sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah, it's awesome. If you can fill out a form too, a survey, sometimes you can get a free sandwich too.
So this is my
I love free things, Bob.
Everyone loves free. I don't care how much money you have. When you get swag or food for free, it's a pretty good thing. So this will be my last time chatting with you guys. I think the Steelers are going to win 23-17 this week, but I think it's going to be very difficult at first. I think they're going to have to warm up to it, as Mike Tomlin says. And when they do, they'll figure out ways to. But Seattle's got a tough assignment coming here across country. They're very good in the trenches, and it's going to be a good test for the Steelers to see if they can rebound offensively to run the ball and also defensively to stop the run. And this will be a good way to get a barometer of where they are.
What's your score again?
23-17.
23-17. We will include that on the official graphic that goes out tomorrow.
There we go.
That's very important. Yeah, I think that the Steelers are ultimately going to win this game too. And I worry about, from a Seattle perspective, what is their defense going to look like against the Steelers' offense? Because, look, a lot of people were ragging on the Jets, but I think the Jets' defense is a little bit better than people have given it credit for. You know, that front seven is pretty good.
I think Seattle's overall defense is better than the Jets.
Yes, yes. Seattle does have a better defense. So that's the matchup that I'm mainly keeping an eye on, especially DK Metcalf.
Thank you very much.
Who ends up covering him and who ultimately, as Joe has
he's gotten everything figured out
with Chick-fil-A.
The goal line. He's got a touchdown. He's got 100 nuggets, 17 million chicken sandwiches, and he's going to pick them up after the show.
100 nuggets.
Unbelievable.
That's a lot of
nuggets.
They
only offer 120. So I'm going to be eating them in the car on the way there.
Oh, my gosh. Are we going to
be
have
a
food?
Hero, Bob.
Do you
I
like
did
their
it.
Sauce? I like their sauce a lot.
It's pretty good. What are you guys talking about?
My score was 23-17 Steelers win, but it's going to be a slog to start. I think it's going to be a tough game, and they're going to figure it out and win in the second half.
I can't give my prediction till 1:48 tomorrow, Bob. So you think, think it'll be...
I missed that laugh.
The depth in that
I
laugh,
missed that
too,
laugh.
Man. There was,
that's a laugh that is a hearty, as hearty as it gets.
Yeah. It's a, it sounds like a disembodied Ron head laughing. I'm not going to be here tomorrow either because I have to go back to Buffalo.
So give your prediction.
Again, I will.
Best to your family, by the way.
Thank
I know
you.
You're going through some personal stuff. So
I appreciate it.
We have
it,
you in our thoughts and prayers.
All the support
yes,
from
we
both
do, Joe.
You guys.
You're in our thoughts.
Thank you, guys. I think the Steelers' defense will rebound. I don't know to the point of historical greatness, Bob, but I think to the point where they can contain Sam Darnold at least. So I'll go with a score, and I like the way the offense played in week one. How about this? 27-16 Steelers.
9-point win. That covers the spread.
What's the spread right now?
I think it's like 3.5, 2.5, 3.5, 4.5, somewhere in that range. I haven't looked at it recently.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, sunny with a high of Darnell, Washington, 80, low of 51, Nick Herbig. Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. How about a little prediction on tonight's ball game, Bob? Jaden Daniels against Jordan Love, Micah Parsons, everybody else. This is a barn
burner
for a
great
Thursday
game.
Night.
Well, I'm high on the Packers. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl, so I'm going to say Green Bay.
I think Jaden Daniels. I think two things happened in the preseason. People overrated New England. They underrated Washington. I think Jaden Daniels steals the show tonight, and Washington wins 31-30. Limits?
I think it's going to be a pretty good performance as well from Jaden Daniels, but ultimately, there's a feeling in the NFC that this might be Green Bay's year. I think they win it 31-27.
Have a good rest of the day, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, and have a good weekend, Joe and Austin, and we'll see you again on Monday.
Take care, guys.
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.